How you doing, everybody? I'm Nina Taylor with this week's Gospel News. He was born Michael Dwayne McClure Jr. on June 15, 1983 in Birmingham, Alabama. Pastor Mike Jr. is leader of the Rock City Church of Forestdale, Alabama. He released his first solo single, Big, in 2019. It eventually made its way to the top three of Billboard's gospel charts, where it spent 10 weeks at number one. He followed up with his Live Free in September of 2019. The record went all the way to the top of the Billboard Gospel Albums charts. He had a top three gospel song and a number one gospel airplay hit with I Got It. Less than a year after its release, Pastor Mike led the list of winners at the Stellar Awards, taking home six, including Album of the Year and Artist of the Year. In 2022, he released the EP Winning. In 2023, with the full-length Impossible, another EP, I Got Away, arrived in 2024, which also was followed up with an I Got Away tour. George Edward Foreman, born January 10, 1949, an American professional boxer, businessman, minister, and author. In boxing, he competed between 1967 and 1997. He was nicknamed Big George. He was a two-time world heavyweight champion and Olympic gold medalist. He was known for the George Foreman Grill. George Foreman was born in Marshall, Texas, with six siblings. By his own admission and in his autobiography, George was a troubled youth. He dropped out of school at the age of 15 and spent time running the streets. At the age of 16, Foreman had a change of heart and convinced his mother to sign him up for Job Corps. Foreman earned his GED and trained to become a carpenter and a bricklayer. After moving to California, Foreman was interested in football because he idolized Jim Brown, but gave it up for boxing. He won the world heavyweight title with a stunning second-round knockout of the then-undefeated Joe Frazier in 1973. He defended his belt twice before suffering his first professional loss to Muhammad Ali in the Rumble in the Jungle in 1974. Foreman retired after his loss to Jimmy Young in 1977. Following what was referred to as a born-again experience, Foreman became an ordained Christian minister. 10 years later, he announced a comeback, and in 1994, at the age of 45, he won the unified WBA, IBF, and the heavyweight championship titles by knocking out 26-year-old Michael Moorer. At 46 years old and 169 days old, he was the oldest world heavyweight champion in history. Foreman was also the oldest to ever win the world heavyweight boxing championship and the second oldest in any weight class. He retired in 1997 at the age of 48. His record was 76 wins, 68 knockouts, and 5 losses. One of the famous losses coming at the hands of Muhammad Ali, who hit him with a lightning-fast 1-2 combination, which was the fastest punch Foreman said he had ever seen. Foreman was inducted into the World Boxing Hall of Fame and the International Boxing Hall of Fame. The International Boxing Research Organization rates Foreman as the 8th greatest heavyweight of all time. In 2002, he was named one of the 25th greatest fighters of the past 80 years by The Ring. The Ring ranked him as the 9th greatest puncher of all time. He was a ringside analyst for HBO's boxing coverage for 12 years until 2004. Outside of boxing, Foreman was a successful entrepreneur known for his promotion of the George Foreman Grill, which he sold 100 million units worldwide by 2011. In 1999, he sold the commercial rights of the grill for $138 million. George Foreman passed away on March 21st, 2025. Here's this week's top 10 gospel songs. Number 10, Tasha Cobbs Leonard with Do It Anyway. 9, Ted and Sherry with You've Been So Faithful. Number 8, Melvin Crispell III, God Is. 7, Kiara Sheard and Anthony Brown with All Yours. 6, Tamela Mann, Deserve to Win. 5, Nia Allen featuring Jordan Armstrong with Sunshine. 4, Change Your Mind by Fred, Keith, and Marcus. 3, The Mississippi Mass Choir with Only One Way. 2, down from number 1, B.B. Winans with Father in Heaven Right Now. And our new number 1 song comes from Chandler Moore. It's entitled Lead Me On. Well, that's your top 10 gospel songs, our tribute to heavyweight boxer George Foreman, and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor. Taylor, let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.